Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We are discussing the beliefs in regards to Qiyamah, the minor signs and the major signs. There are two types of signs before Qiyamah. First, the minor signs will become apparent, and the major signs. Among the minor signs, we already discussed the conquest of Al-Baytul Muqaddas, that is Palestine. Ignorance of deen will increase greatly, and knowledge of deen will rapidly decrease. Consumption of intoxicants will become common. Fornication and adultery will become rampant. Shame and modesty will be eliminated. Speaking lies will become common. The female population will increase. Dancing, singing, and musical instruments will become rampant. Speaking lies will be regarded as a profession. People will be disobedient to their mothers and subservient to their wives. People will regard their fathers as strangers and regard their friends to be their close associates. The immoral, evil, and the worst in character will assume the reins of power and government. Public funds will be regarded as private property. These are all the minor signs. Oppression will become the order of the day. Number 14, people will desire death due to the evil and false practices that will become rampant. Number 15, zakat will be regarded as a fine or penalty. People will find it difficult to pay zakat. Number 16, the latter people of the ummah will speak ill of the previous people. People that will come later, then they will speak evil of the previous, the predecessors, they speak evil about them. This is a sign of Qiyamah. Number 17, people will extend their businesses to such an extent that they will bring their women folk into the business to assist them. Sign of Qiyamah. Where they go so big in business that now we have to get their women folk out of the house into the business area. This is a sign of Qiyamah. And women folk also will include female staff. Although it might not be Muslim also, but then too, for a Muslim, his business should be completely Sharia compliant from the beginning till the end. This now employing female staff is because we know the reality, because it's cheaper than male staff. So we're prepared now to pay the lower salary, but employ a female, and there's great possibility of fitna. And our Hazrat explains over here also, yeah, we should make the niyat, ya Allah, give me such an operation now where I have only male staff. But there's no need to make any sacrifice and qurbani of my eyes and my heart. Or it will become difficult for a person, it will break down his iman slowly. Number 18, salam will only be made with those one knows. Whereas the Hadith Sharif say, make salam to those, malam ya'rif, those that you don't know also, make salam to them, make it absolutely common, afshus salam. If shah means to actually open a secret, like how you say, don't tell anybody, I'm only telling you. But how the secret goes out. The salam should be like that. Salam all the time. Entering the house also, there's two salams. One salam is to make people aware, I've come into the house. The second salam is when you meet the occupants of the house. The salam should become common amongst us. When Hazrat Sahab was mentioning also, that there was a disease in one of the countries, so they asked ulama ikram or a senior alim, what should we do? So to eradicate and to remedy the disease, it was a mouth disease. So he gave them the ilaj, he said, make salam common. So they began to make salam. And within no time, Allah Ta'ala removed that illness. So they were surprised, how come? So what salam means? Salam is a dua. First of all, as-salamu is the attribute of Allah. Allah is Allahumma anta salam. Allah is salam and safety and peace. Secondly, salam is a dua also. The Allah Ta'ala's peace be with you, the peace of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And he's making same dua for you, wa alaykum as-salam. So because of this dua of salamati and peace, Allah Ta'ala made peace prevail and the disease disappeared. Just on salam only. Hazrat explains also, a person, no matter how upset he may be, is leaving home, make sure you make salam before you leave. Make sure you make salam, because we find these duas we take to be granted, but they are duas in the sunnah and they have effect. You're going to work, you made salam before you left home, children made salam before they left home. and you almost met in an accident, or you just missed it. Wasn't this you missed? Nothing, you just missed it. Because of the barakat of the salam. The wife may salam with you, children may salam with you, with the salam put together, Allah protected you. These are powerful sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. See, that trivial and small things. So this salam should become very, very common wherever we go make salam. And it's such a beautiful sunnah. Salam is also, our beloved Shaykh explains also, that salam is such an international greeting. Unlike now English. English now is completely a language that will make you more confused. Now, look at the time. It's still night time. What do you say, good night or good morning? The presenter also lies, you have to check the time every time. Whether it's good night, good morning, after midday, what does he say now? Good morning, good afternoon, midday, when it comes to the evening or good night. But salam, 24 hours. Salaamu alaikum. Don't you see the time? It's one language, globally, internationally. Now over here you might say hello, bye-bye, as I say hello also, you're telling the person, go to the lowest put of hell, hello. And when you say welcome, wailun lakum. Wail means destruction to you. So welcome, you tweak it a bit, is wailun lakum. May you be destroyed. Wail also refers to a valley in Jahannam. Then you put the doormat outside, welcome. It means don't come inside. They give you one-way ticket, don't return. If you come inside, you say hello, go to the lowest put of hell. So make salam. You don't have to say all these words, welcome, and hello, and bye-bye. Salaamu alaikum, fi hifzillah, fi aman, these are sunnahs, fi hifzillah, fi amanillah. Usually we try to say khuda hafiz. Say the Arabic word, fi hifzillah, fi amanillah. These are all words that come in the hadith sharif. So make salam common amongst ourselves. So salam will only be made with those one knows. And salam also should be made to those that you know and those that you don't know, to children also. Yes, the opposite gender, there you refrain from making salam. There you don't make salam, you don't have to be sweet also. To the cashier, to the teller, be sweet to the wife at home and the children. If there's possibility of fitna, making salam to the opposite gender, then you refrain from it. If there's no possibility of fitna and temptation, then there is some permissibility. It is a group of people, but not in privacy. To the extent we are taught also, a person now maybe in a hotel or a building, and you are going in the lift escalator, and you have to be alone over there, and a female walks in, better you come out. Your iman is more important. Then you get into that destination, you know, get to your final destination safely. So better you're out, your iman is intact. You're all alone in the lift, you don't have to make salam, you don't have to ask where she from. But sooner or later, shaitan will put the poison. So you don't want to break down your guard and your iman. You don't want to break down your guard and your iman. So these things now are male trivial. In the business place also, we hire one tea lady. Hire a tea man. Pay a little extra for the tea, no problem. But your iman is intact. You are safe. Your environment is safe. Your staff are safe also. And as ulama say, Allah will not make you poor. Allah will not make you poor. If you really want to look after her, no problem. The tea anybody can make it. Let her sit at home, do some work for you. She doesn't have to come to the business place. Why take them out of the homes into the business areas? And we know that when we do employ them also, the wives and people at home feel that little bit of insecurity also. That is secretary in the workplace. But this concept now, is not a Shari'i concept. It's not a Shari'i teaching. That's why make our lives and our businesses Sharia compliant. This deen has to come into every facet. This is what we're talking about now. Islah. Islah of all the departments of my life. Islah isn't only making dhikr, alhamdulillah. Doing some ma'amulat, performing my salah, I got that right, and I got my islah is done. No, islah of every department of my life. My beliefs, as we're discussing now, then my akhlaq and my character, islah of that also. Who I'm talking to, how I'm talking. Islah of my mu'amalat, my business dealings. Islah my ma'asharat, and my ibadat. My business dealings, social interaction, and my ibadat. Complete islah in all these departments. It's not confined only to the masjid. Deen-e-Islam is not a religion. Nowadays, when you say a religion in the world, the concept of a religion is confined to a place and time. Christianity is a religion, confined to a Sunday morning. Beyond that, then you are free, come back next Sunday, few penance you pay, I forgive you my son, move on. Religion is Judaism. Come every Saturday, Sabbath, and then put the lights off, And if you can't put it on, call the Muslim neighbor, put the lights on for us and start the car. It's happening, dear brothers. They can't do anything, so they call the neighbor, put on the lights, and because they can't use any electronics, electrical on a Sabbath, so they tell the neighbor, come start the car. It's a religion confined to a day and a time. Islam is not a religion confined to Jummah namaz on a Friday only. Now I'm a Muslim. Or a little bit here and there. It's a way of life. We got to take Deen-e Islam in every facet of our life. Then you will see the full barakat of Deen-e Islam. So salam also will only be made to those one knows. The 19th minor sign of Qiyamah, control of the disbelievers will be established all over. And we can see it. As we've been mentioning now, our Hazrat explains that our misfortune, that we are born right now into a Christian, materialistic, atheistic world right now. Kufr is ruling. So we haven't seen an Islamic world. Maybe about 200 years ago there was some Islamic world where Islam had some shan and some status. Right now there's nothing. Nobody fears the Muslim whatsoever. It's a Christian world or atheistic world, materialistic world, and they are calling the shots and we're falling into the system. And a little bit in between the system, we're trying to push our deen in. He says, we're not happy with this. We should not be happy with it. We should be asking Allah, Ya Allah, let deen prevail in the entire world. Deen has to prevail in the world. The ummah came to rule. The ummah came to show the world the way to Jannah. That's what the ummah came for. Remember the concept of jihad also is that to kill people. Is to make them Muslim and take them to Jannah also. It's the last resort. Then we meet on the battlefield. As we mentioned before also, when it comes to jihad, giving one's life in the path of Allah, as the Talmi Rahmatullah explains, he says that the concept of jihad is not to give life. The concept of jihad is to establish deen. To establish deen in the world with losing minimum men. Losing minimum men, and deen must be established. This is the purpose of jihad, to establish the deen of Allah. Now when kufr becomes gangrenous, then we have to amputate. As the last resort. First we'll take the medication, put the ointment, tell them by accept Islam, you don't want to, they pay the jizya, you don't want to pay the jizya. They let us rule, you don't want us to rule also, then finally we'll have to amputate. Doctor says we'll have to amputate, so Islam says also because kufr has become an impediment for deen to spread, as the last resort, we haven't been sent to take lives. We haven't been sent to take lives, but we've come to save lives and take all to Jannah. This is the concept of jihad. Whereas right now there's a very misconception what jihad is about. So to go and kill people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is rahmatul lil alameen. No one, the 23 years of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not a single disbeliever died in the sword of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One disbeliever was injured and hurt. That was prophesied also. Due to the wound he passed away later on. But no one died in the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this concept that now the Muslim Ummah is bloodthirsty is incorrect. We're not bloodthirsty. You want to take the entire world to Jannah. This jihad now to go into the battlefield, as I mentioned, is the last resort. As I said now, when that gangrene spreads, then we have to go take the person to theater and amputate. But we don't want to do that. But then they are forcing us to do so. But right now we see the world has become ruled now by the disbelievers. They are calling the shots and we are falling into it, and little bit here and there we are pushing our deen. It's supposed to be the other way around. That way the Muslim rules and deen prevails, and in between we do our dunya. But more than that, they are working for us. Right now we are working for them. Because Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ. That Allah has put at your service and disposal whatever is in the skies and the earth, all together Allah has made for your disposal, for the Muslim, for you, to enjoy and for you to use to make your akhirat. Number 20, there will be an increase in natural disasters. We can see it everywhere right now. Natural disasters such as earthquakes, hurricanes, etc. And it's happening one after the other, one tremor after the next tremor, another earthquake, another tsunami, another volcanic eruption. Every is just happening all the time. These all are signs of Qiyamah, because the earth cannot take now the amount of ma'asi, the disobedience is taking place above the surface. There's so much of disobedience taking place. As Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Ali, those so-called stars and actors, which the ummah now is running behind them, made them our imams. this star, and that actor, and that football player, and that cricketer. The haqiqat ye hai ki ye sab international zani hai. These are all international fornicators. Wherever they go, as Hakim Sahib would say, wherever they go, they make the shores napak. With the alcohol, the drinking, the sharab, and the dancing, and the singing, and the zila, and we are following them. They are looking up now, they are throwing behind. So we are the imams of the time. But now, we don't have iman and yaqeen upon the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are following them. How they make their beards, make it like that. How they make their hair, make it like that. How they wearing their clothing, make it like that. Everything. It's so unfortunate that even in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we'll hear the musical tones. But you'll never hear in their church or synagogue some qirat on their phone. But the ummah will take theirs, but they'll never take ours. وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى. Allah says, the Yahud and Nasara will never be pleased with you, حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ, until you follow their religion. Step on step, they want you to follow, and they will put it out there with advertising and the media and everything else, until you believe now that if I don't follow them, then I'm lagging behind. So we have to go back to Medina Munawwara. The Sunnah is our brand name. Sunnah is our life. On that now the earth will cool. And here there are these riwayats also, that every day the ocean asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for permission, that, oh Allah, look at insan, how much of disobedience he's doing on the earth. You sent him now to obey you, but he's breaking your commands brazenly. Allah, give me permission. Give me permission to break my banks and to drown insan yet. Then the earth calls out every day, Allah, look at what he's doing. All these bad amal is penetrating the skies. It's getting too heavy for us. Oh Allah, give us permission to crack open and fall upon insan. And finish him off. The earth cries out, oh Allah, give us permission. That we will open the earth and we swallow him. Allah says, oh my creation, this is the best of my creation. I love him. He will make tawbah today. I am waiting for him to come towards me, and he will come sooner or later. Easy for you to say you'll destroy him, but I made insan in muhabbat and in love. And I presented the Quran Sharif to him and he accepted it. He's taken it upon himself. So it's for us now to make tawbah. Is it for the kuffar? Is that what's happening in the world is not based upon the kuffar's a'mal. It's based upon our a'mal. They will do what they have to do. Dunya is this. Allah does not make decisions based upon their bad deeds. Allah makes decisions based upon the ummah's bad deeds. If our a'mal are good, then the good conditions will come down. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not upon what they do. Because now they have so many clubs, so much of drinking, and all these things over here. So azab is coming. It's not because of them. It's because of us, our a'mal, all these things will happen in the world. So these are all minor signs of qiyamah. There are 20 mentioned more or less. So the increase of natural disasters such as earthquakes, hurricanes, etc. This is a sign of qiyamah, as we saw happening recently in Syria and Turkey. And at the same time, ulama say, don't say that it happened there because of their sins. We are one ummah. We are one ummah. We make the effort of hidayat over here. People in China can get hidayat in Japan. We make guna over here. Tsunamis can come somewhere else in the world. Doesn't mean that they are at fault. Not necessarily. The ummah is one body. A person now has a toothache. His entire body pains. Entire body is restless, entire body can't sleep. But does that mean now that the tooth is paining over here, so the rest of the body can sleep? The entire body gets affected. So in the same way now, the ummah one side means guna and sin, doesn't mean now only that place will be affected, it can happen somewhere else. Therefore we always say, tubu ilallahi jami'an, whole ummah must make tawbah, whole ummah must make tawbah. And take our sadqah every day. Sadqah cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it removes an evil death. These are basic a'mal the ummah has to do daily to draw the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll begin the major signs of qiyamah, inshallah. We can do our Yasin tilawat now in the morning, evening duas, inshallah.